Cover.
The Academy of Sciences has announced that two of its institutes, the Institute of Experimental Medicine and the Institute of Molecular Genetics, are planning to open a joint biotechnology research center just outside Prague in a village called Vestec. The ambitious project is to combine their research in order to improve the diagnosis and treatment of serious diseases. The 71 million euro campus will be equipped with state-of-the-art labs and employ 400 first-rate specialists. I first spoke to Dr. Peter Szebo of the Institute of Molecular Genetics and asked him about the part of his institute in the project.
The part that we are responsible for is oriented towards molecular biotechnology. So the purpose of this project is to build up a new research capacity which will be focused on mainly on protein research, on issues related to structure and function and use of proteins, to production of recombinant proteins as therapeutics and diagnostic tools. So there will be a very strong component of cutting-edge basic research of people very much focused on molecular cellular biology, and on identification of fundamental and characterization of fundamental mechanisms of how the human cells work. And there will be a very strong component of the institute of people which will be professionals in designing new expression and production strategies for interesting target therapeutic molecules, proteins, and on methods. There will be performing research on methods, how to produce these kind of recombinant proteins for therapeutics and diagnostics.
How are you hoping to find enough qualified researchers and staff in 5 years' time?
Well, we are already working hard to identify the potential leaders of the groups which will be working in the institute in 5 years' time. So we really need to start quite early. And as soon as we will have a definitive confirmation that the funding for the project will be allocated, we will open international calls for positions of group leaders in the new research centers. And I really deeply believe that already now the situation in Czech Republic is very attractive for talented, motivated young people of Czech origin and also of foreign origin. They would like to reintegrate Czech Republic and come and join this excellent center of excellence on the European level in molecular biotechnology research. So I'm very optimistic, and I think this country still has a large potential of growth. So I'm really optimistic that we are going to find the very good people to lead the new groups in the new biotech research center.
One important thing, once opened, how will the center be financed?
Well, obviously, the infrastructure, I mean the buildings, instruments, the cutting-edge technologies and instruments which are going to be implemented will be funded by the European Commission from the Structural Regional Development Funds. But the running costs, obviously, need to be covered. So the state budget of the governmental budget of the Czech Republic will only cover maybe 30-40% of this cost from the institutional side. And we are going to identify and recruit group leaders which will have a very strong potential to raise funds from on the soft side, especially from specifically designed research programs, grant programs of the Czech Republic, the so-called National Program of Research number 3, for example. And obviously a large proportion of the funding will be coming from European framework program grants, obviously 7th framework program and 8th framework program in the future. And we also need and will generate a lot of funding through collaboration to the biotechnology industry in Czech Republic, also abroad with pharmaceutical companies abroad, on the basis of so-called sponsored research agreement, by selling know-how, intellectual property in the later stages, of course. And also a very strong component will be performing teaching activities in terms of training employees of biotech companies and pharmaceutical companies in our facilities and involving them in our research on the basis of contracts, of sponsored research agreement contracts and this kind of activities.
If everything is approved in Brussels, what is the timetable of the building, etc.?
So we are working hard to be able to submit the project to the European Commission by the end of 2007. Then we will enter the negotiation phase with the European Commission and the European Bank for Regional Development and Investment. So we hope to be able to conclude the negotiations somewhere in summer early autumn 2008, and the first construction work should start end of 2000, beginning 2009, and we are hoping and striving to open the research center somewhere end of 2010, beginning 2011.
Dr. Peter Szybo of the Institute of Molecular Genetics. Professor Eva Sikova is the head of the Institute of Experimental Medicine, a European center of excellence, which is going to be the second partner in the planned biotechnology research center.
Our institute will have the building, new building for basic and strategic research for 200 people. We want to have it as an international research center where will be a collaboration with many other countries, because we already have many projects from 6 framework program, and we're planning the other ones from 7 framework program. We also would like to build another center there, in fact another building, which will be a business incubator and a transfer center from basic research to clinic, because we are Institute of Experimental Medicine, which means that we would like to find the products which can have an impact on treatment of patients with various diseases.
So which specific diseases will you eventually be able to treat thanks to the center?
You know, we are very much concentrating on cell therapy and biomaterials for regenerative medicine. And we have some fields which are really very advanced in our institute, and this is a replacement of cartilages, for example. And then we are quite famous in brain research. And so we would like to have procedures that we could treat a brain injury and spinal cord injury. But this is not only these two. We can, in our center, for example, we also have a skin covers for cellular skin covers for patients with burn injuries. And also there is a lot of applications in dermatology where we could use the stem cells. But we should realize that the stem cell therapy is nothing new, really, and we are already treating 1,000 of children which have leukemia with cell therapy, and cartilages, bone replacement, this is straightforward effect. We are only improving some of these technologies, but the diseases like diabetes or heart infarct and brain and spinal cord injury, they are waiting for this type of therapy.
And actually, whose idea was it to establish such a biotechnology center?
Well, this is difficult to say, because there's a lot of people would like to have a biotechnological center. There is also another one in Brno, another one in South Bohemia. But it's obvious for institute like ours, it is obvious because many institutes in Germany, for example, there is about 60 centers in Germany which are thinking in the same way. And we cannot go further if we don't have a big center where all methods are together, and where also you can do the applied research.
Professor Eva Sikova of the Institute of Experimental Medicine. And the new Biotech Research Center is set to open in 2011.